million dollars. As, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha, that's reality. We don't think like that. Well, so we said we'd see the Mishnah Brura brings down. We did this, right? Yeah. We said we'd do the Brura halacha. Why, the question is like this: why are we mechalal Shabbos? Why are we doiche Shabbos to save a life? The loch is pekuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos. That means Kosh Bofa wants somebody to be alive rather than to be mechalal Shabbos, and more rather than to keep Shabbos. The question is why? So the Chofetz Chaim says people make a mistake, and they say the reason why we mechalal Shabbos to save a life is because he'll be keeping more Shabbosim. And then the Chal one Shabbos to be able to keep more Shabbos. So the Chofetz Chaim knocks it out and he proves it. We'll see now, he proves that that can't be the reason. The reason can't be that you're going to Chal this Shabbos in order to save a life, so he'll keep other Shabbos. The example he brings is a case of, let's just say, for example, you find an abandoned baby in a city that's Rav Goyim. We discussed this a bit yesterday. You find an abandoned baby in a city in Los Angeles, Bonakir. So you take the baby home, and the baby now is halachic status is in question. Is it Jewish or not? So the din is to go off to the Roiv. Roiv people in Los Angeles are going, or Roiv abandoned babies, I don't know exactly how you work out the Roiv. That's another interesting Charlotte, but Roiv says that this child's a goy. So he's a Sophic Yudi, Sophic goy. The loch is, he's a goy. So you raise him in your house, whatever, and he becomes the local neighborhood Shabbos goy, and he's living his life and everything's fine until one Shabbos they come and they tell you that there's a building fallen down and they think that this kid's inside. Can you be machal Shabbos to save his life? He's a goy. You're not machal Shabbos to save a goy. Kiddush Hashem. Could be a derabbanan al dach shalom. Be the raisa, are you allowed to machal Shabbos to save a goy's life? No. Poshut, no. Not only that, but you have a few sveikas here. First of all, you're not sure if he's even in there. You don't even know if he's alive. Yeah. Right?
But we passed him, he's definitely a goy?
What?
No.
He's a Sophic goy, Sophic Jew. Right, so. The halacha is, we go off to the Roiv, and he's Elfi Roiv, he's a goy. The problem is when it comes to Pugach Nefesh, you don't go off to the Roiv. We choish it for the Niut. And therefore, even though it's a triple sveika, Sophic if he's in there or not, Sophic is alive there or not, Sophic if he's a Jew or not, the halacha is every Jew from Moshe Rabbeinu until Mashiach has to machal every Shabbos there ever was to save his life. Why? Because he'll keep more Shabbosim. When he gets out of there, he goes back to being a goy. It's also to keep Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you see, therefore we don't machal Shabbos to save a person's life, so he'll keep more Shabbosim. So why do we machal Shabbos to save a person's life?
Because he might be a Jew.
Yes. I'm talking, why do we save a Jew's life?
Yes.
Why do we machal Shabbos to save a Jew's life? So he'll keep more Shabbosim? We just proved that can't be the reason. So what's the real reason? Just see what the Chofetz Chaim says.
Just because he's a Jew.
Yes.
Pikuach nefesh.
So you're saving him, and he's going to be. If it turns out that he's Jewish, he's been doing all these things.
That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
So, let's say somebody is b'chal Shabbos. So if you look at the past, you would be. That's where you would save him.
Yeah, let him die.
Besides, the wall falling down is going to wake up for
it brings many rise, yeah. It brings from a chere shoita, even though they're not chayv mitzvahs, the machal Shabbos to save them.
It
brings from a child, the child who's not chayv mitzvahs that you know is not going to live to be a mitzvah, you machal Shabbos to save his life. See, it has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It's a long bit of locha, yeah. Shali, it brings eventually. What about Chaisho? There's a loshen in the bir alocha. I don't know. I can't find it. Now. According to the din, it's going to the guy's going to keep more mitzvahs and not keep more mitzvahs. That's why we save his life. The ena time the dochinim mitzvah achas we should have a mitzvah. The reason not because we push off one mitzvah, you can get many mitzvahs. Ela dochinim kol ha mitzvahs. Bishvil chayim shel Yisrael. Bishvil chayim shel Yisrael. Ukedalev lashmu v'chay behem. And then he brings a whole string of examples. The Etzem Chaim of Yisrael is more important than all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Except he brings down an exception, there's a Mumalahachis. Mumalahachis Ramachal Shabbos. The reason why we doiche kol mitzvahs to save a life is because of the life of Yisrael. This guy is a Sophic Din Jew. We chosh it for the miyat. It could be that he's Jewish. As that life is chosh, we machal Shabbos. Machal Shabbos for that. Mishum chaim shel Yisrael. Let me need anything more than that. The life of a year is more important than all the mitzvahs. That's what I state. And when you get this goy, when you get this little yid that you're chosh that he's Jewish out of the pit or wherever he was, he goes back to eating treifas and avelis and being machal Shabbos, and he goes back to being a good sheva mitzvah man of goy.
But the mumah, he's Jewish.
A mumah he brings as an exception. Okay, I'm not going to look at the halachas and see if everyone agrees. I don't know. It's a sugya zin shas. Mumulahachis could be is it don't even apikairis. Mitzvah lishnor alav. I don't know if you can. You're allowed a machal Shabbos to save an apikairis. I don't know. Person has a psak aloch. There's an apikairis. I don't know machal Shabbos to save his life. I don't know. You have to be careful. You tell these alochos to. Once when I was a Torah at a bocher, what was stopping him becoming frum is because you come machal Shabbos to save a dog. It was his problem. The little dog got knocked down by a con. The dog's lying there, whatever. He came to Chal Shabbos to save his life. It was like it was a real block for him to become fruit. With Eric, yeah. I'm very upset to hear that you come. It's crazy. There is an Indian by a goy, you're right, because of Dach HaSholem and Chilul Hashem or whatever, you have to know, but that's the Rabbonah. The Raisa, no, it's not so posh. Nimtzal olam din, amram reish nine, reish nun tes, the second paragraph. Nimtzal olam din, ki chayim shel Yehudi, chashum imayin ma'od l'boi roilo. The life of a Yid, even though it's not doing any mitzvahs, we're talking about a netto life, is important. We have no idea how important it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam im eino oise be'muma, v'afilu im eino makayim mitzvah achas b'mitzvah z'atoira. Etzem metzius hachayim shel Yehudi ba'olam, chashum vehi, the etzem life of a Jew is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chaviva lifnei Hashem, it's precious. Ad she'muchan la'akriv l'man o'olam olis, better give up his whole world for that, all his Torah, all his mitzvahs, the whole world, just to keep one Yid alive. We portion just not big enough. We don't understand what the life of a Jew is. We don't appreciate this. But it's time we started appreciating how choshuv our lives, or even we're not doing anything. Person can look at the physical world, and from that you can learn everything you need to know about the spiritual worlds. Imagine you go to Shemayim and you ask them to take out the archives, the records, and you ask them to explain to you what is the value of one moment of this vegetable life, or any Jew's life. You get a message back saying you don't have enough memory in your computer to handle all the information about what the value of one moment of life of the Jews. You don't have computers in the world to process that. Gamim nafuch et kol ha'olam lemachshev gadol, you take the whole world and turn it into one big supercomputer, who lo yochol la'achil et ha'netunim shel rega echad shel chai yehudi. That super duper computer that can process a trillion bits of information every nanosecond or whatever, which is pretty fast, I'm told, cannot process in 100 years, in 1,000,000 years, what the moment of one life of a Jew is worth. Sharekafi Shirano Koshbochum Muchan Levates Kola Oilam Avurega Echad Shalchaim. Koshbochum is prepared to give up the whole world in order to keep a Jew alive for one moment. We don't jest in our locha. Those who weren't here, the locha is if the goyim come and say, give us one Jew, are we going to wipe out all the Jewish people, Rahman al-Litzlan? You have one Jew who's lying in a coma, he's a vegetable, he's not doing anything, so you think it's worth it. You give up one Jew like that, he's not doing anything, you save the whole of Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, I don't want you to do that. I'll lose all of Klal Yisrael, we'll wipe out the whole world. No Mashane, this guy, don't give him to the goyim to kill. We didn't understand it yesterday, we don't understand it today, but we need to start understanding how choshuv every moment of our life is, even if we're not functioning properly. There's no excuse not to function properly. But at least we shouldn't get miserable when you're not functioning properly, because it's not about the performance, it's about the ikar relationship we have with Hashem. Which doesn't mean that the performance is not important. We have a Shulchan Aruch, we're not becoming good little Christians here, Chas v'Chalil. The performance is essential, but the performance against the backdrop of a relationship is much more valuable than the performance against the backdrop of no relationship. This is probably the most Moedika Mais I've ever heard. It's a simple story, but it's riveting. Avi Zatzal haye ish chay v'rav po'ilim l'toyre l'tuda. My father Zatzal, he says, was a very active, very proactive human being, very involved in the community and in Svarim and a big Talmud Chochem. Be'orav Yomov nibatze mimenu mipat machloso l'asak b'kol oisen pulay druchunis sh'ayah ragil asak b'em. As he got older, he had a certain sickness, whatever, which prevented him from doing a lot of the things he was used to doing. He became more mugbal, as they say. Gam alimud v'atvila kashim lo. It was hard for him to learn, it was hard for him to daven. Essentially, v'kachay amatza atzmai merutak l'kit algalim u'mugbal. He was pretty much tied to a wheelchair, and he couldn't do anything, couldn't learn, couldn't daven. His life was getting, as we would say, miserable life, we call it today. It's a miserable life. B'kol p'am she'iti yo'ele le'vakre, hayo'alai limtso dvarim she'oidu do'iz ruche. When I went to visit him, I tried to think of things that would give him chizuk, that would lift up his spirits. Dvarim ha'el yo'chayv me'li yo'iz dvarim shel tam. שכן יהודי תלמוד חוכם היה ודברים של מה בכך אי אפשר אלא לאישור רוחי. Take to be something with substance, which is a Talmud Chochem, which spends his entire life learning and steiging and working and being involved in who knows what, survived the Holocaust, whatever, him and his wife. And you have to, if you were going to machazik him, you have to tell him something proper. It has to have substance. You can't just give him little flippant chizuk statements like people throw around today. Bachasa pamim kashaliti levakre, chepasti harbev, chashafti mao chaloyme kadei lechazek et ruche. What can I tell him that'll give him little lifty spirits? When I besatted Ishmael, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dvorim Befi. Hashem gave me something to say. Shachain Chizko Yisei Ma'od, and gave an enormous chizuk, and I give everybody here enormous chizuk as well if you take this home with you. V'kach amati lo, and so I said to him, Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sido Yischa Metsuyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put you into the best situation. It's fantastic, the Matzif Yurim. Well, yeah, move to the Shmadoi. Who's on? What are you talking about? I'm shocked. I'm out of my debate. I'm shocked even more. Yeah, but. Mahi a mitzvah chashuva beyoisim called traig mitzvahs. What's the most important mitzvah? No, what's the most important mitzvah of all the 613 mitzvahs? What's the most important mitzvahs? Just proof that the most important thing a person can do is to stay alive. In fact, you give up all the mitzvahs to stay alive. It must be staying alive. V'chaybehem is more important than all the mitzvahs. He mentions that mefurish. V'chaybehem, to live, yeah. To go that you live, that you look after yourself, that you shomer, that you don't put up the zukanas, that if you're sick, you get treatment, you heal, you look, there's a mitzvah to stay alive. V'chaybehem means you have to machal Shabbos in order to stay alive, to go to the doctor, to your father, Ki mitzvah chashuva b'yoyse v'toyre, sheken kola mitzvoseh shel toyre nitchis mipaneh. Because all the mitzvahs in the Torah are pushed off of v'chaybehem. So it must be v'chaybehem is the bigger mitzvah than all the other mitzvahs. V'yoyse v'shafilu gimol averes hachamura shalokha lamais einu nitchis mipaneh. Even Kilurah Shvichas Domim and Avodazor that are not Nitche V'chai Behem Mevaya Ma'aral B'Sifrei Derech Chaim Ki Krein Is Gam Heim Nitches Mipaleh. The Mar holds that Be'ikah they also pushed off of V'chai Behem Ula Mekiven She'elu Dvorim Anoitim Min HaMetzias Legamre. The problem with those three Averis is they take you out of reality. Lamaisi is Avodah Zorah or die, you should do the Avodah Zorah, not die. Because they also doiche b'vachai behem. But it explains the Ma'aral, you can't apply v'chai behem to them, v'lo yishomis behem, because these Averas, the etzem Avera is a total digging up of your life. The three things that you have no reality when you do those. En mitzias shel chius klal. You can't tell me doiche. Something that takes you out of v'chaybehem. But the ikaron, they're also doiche v'chaybehem is also doiche those mitzvahs. It's just those averes. Doing the avera takes you out of the ghetto v'chaybehem. They remove you out of reality completely. The Maron is pirish there to the Mishnah in Perek Aleph in Perek Avos. Imshakti b'dvaro v'mati. Tov. So the most important mitzvah is v'chaybehem. Yeah. It's called a mitzvah that Torah tzarich l'kaim lishmo. Now we know we're all striving. Nitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo. But everybody here wants to get to a dago. We're keeping all the mitzvahs lishmo. Vine, matay kayam ta'abes mitzvahs v'chay behem lishmo. When did you ever keep the mitzvah v'chay behem lishmo? Tamid chayita kedai l'ilmod. Why we live it? So we can live. Kedai l'itpalel, so we can daven. Kedai l'asos chesed, to bring up children, to build a home. To be over in Tzachi Tzibu, to raise money for Vadat Stok. What are you living for? V'chai behem. What Hashem give you a life for? To sit and do nothing? No, He gave you a life to live, to do things. V'hine Hashem Yisbarach rotze lezakot otcha shetucha lekayim gam mitzvah zeh lishmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to lekayim gam mitzvah v'chai behem gam lishmo. Means just for Hashem's sake. Leman matarazu hu hoishi in order to achieve that, He threw you into a wheelchair. He says to you like this. Hashem says to you like this, Abba. And any rate says shetasek b'uma. I don't want you to do anything. Don't want you to do anything. It's what Akash Bochu told Adam Arishon Lamaisa as well. Same thing. Don't do anything. Just tendait chilo shetachriv esolomo. Just make sure you don't destroy my world. Go lie down on the stretcher there, and the Malachim will feed you roast meat and wine, and you just stay out of trouble. Just don't eat from the Eitz Hadas and have lots of children. Yeah, that's basically what Adam Arishon is talking about. So that's what Hashem's telling you. Don't do nothing. Tichye rak uvura. Live just because I want you to be alive. Ani roitze otcha chai. I want you alive. Horaya. You're alive. How do I know Hashem wants me to be here now and be alive? Because I'm here. If he didn't want me to be alive, he's got a lot of different tricks up his sleeve how to get rid of me. The fact that I'm here is Hashem wants me to be alive. That's Chaim Lishmo. I'm living only for one reason, because Hashem wants me to live. I have nothing to do in this world anymore. His face lit up and he said, wow, good gazot. He used to tell people, whenever they came, he used to say this over to people, he used to come visit, he used to tell this over. I'm living with Lishmo. And it fits in exactly what we've been doing the last 2 days. Rega shel yudi lamarot shu choylef lo lomati lo choylef lo toyre v'mitzvot. A Jew's life, even though it looks like he's not keeping Torah and mitzvot, he's not doing anything, and he's a butler. Chashuvim haim lifna kodesh baruch hu. To us, he looks like a butler. You know, Hashem's eyes. At ki hu muchan letet avuram es kol ha'olam ein lanu kol ha'sog ha'vim es kol. We have no way of understanding what Hashem wants with this Jew.
But he has a purpose, that means otherwise.
And we've spoken about this many times in Achinami. There's two parts here. There's the essence and there's the performance. The performance is critically important, no one says not. But there's something more important than the performance. And that's just the Ikar relationship you have with Hashem, neto, bli mitzvahs, bli doing anything, bli any matara. That doesn't take away from the fact yesh matara, you have a purpose and you have to do what you have to do. But what happens if a person can't do what he has to do? Umugbal, this yid, he's I have a bottle mino ilam, he's sitting in a wheelchair.
Also people can do kibud abayim.
That's for them, yes. But for him, how does he use his bechira now? V'chai behem, to live lishmo. It's the highest dagger a person can get to. You know yourself, it's not a secret. People get to 65, they have to retire. Active, vibrant human being. 65 retires, what happens? By the time he's 70, he looks like an old man, he's ready to die. Well, what happened? He never reason for getting out of bed in the morning. He didn't have a job. His reason for getting out of bed in the morning was to go to work and run his business and do what he had to do. If he told me he wakes up in the morning, he's got nothing. You know, so he goes and sits there with the Russians playing Sheshpesh or chess down there by the... Where did they do it then? By Chemish, by the... There's always a place where you find a bunch of Russians playing chess or Sheshpesh. Say, Gam Lochai. We know what to do with our free time. Baruch Hashem. You've got plenty of... But I'm saying, what happens if there's nothing for you to do? You see that there's an aspect of our lives that has to exist bli doing anything. It's a chayim shelo tolu bedover. I'm alive because Hashem wants me to be alive, and I live my life because Hashem wants me to be alive, even if I'm not doing anything. We have to value our own lives because we don't understand this, but we have to value our own lives and understand how choshev we are in Hashem's eyes. We're always disappointed with our performance. No one gets happy with his performance. Everybody feels he could do more, he could do better, he could do... We were up against the Yetzirah the whole time. No one's conquered his Yetzirah here. He wants to stay awake for this year longer. He wants this. He wants to come on time. He wants to learn more. He wants to understand more. He wants to do mitzvahs better. He doesn't want to get upset with his wife. Everyone's got his things that he's not happy with. And you lose when you have those negative things, you lose sense of your own intrinsic value. Your value is value. The life is valuable. Chutz with all the performance. The kids need to hear this a lot. Ava shelo tolu b'dov. Hashem loves us unconditionally. Unconditionally means doesn't matter what you do. Unconditional means, and Hashem's unconditional is infinitely unconditional. Whatever you're doing, lo mashaneh, you could be doing nothing. I still love you. I'm going to patch you because you need to do something, and that's what's good for you. So I'll give you a patch to get you going. Hashem doesn't just, he's not indifferent to us. He's not going to say, yeah, I love you, you do whatever. No. He wants the best for you, so he's going to make sure you do the best. Same as a father, he loves his child, even though the father's locked his room for 6 months doing nothing. Your kids lock that. They go to the room, they lock the door, and you don't see them for 6 months. It can break a person. You have to understand, he's no worse than someone in a coma. His life's infinite.
infinitely valuable to Hashem. Every second of his life is critically important to Hashem. If not, he wouldn't have kept him alive. You're like, what am I feeding this kid for? He does nothing. I'm going to feed him and rent. And Hashem's doing that. Hashem's feeding him, looking after him, thank you. And must be his life's valuable somewhere. And forget about him. What about me? Do I feel that my life's infinitely valuable to Hashem even when I'm doing nothing? Shabbos. You traveling next week? Yeah. Oh, gosh.